Kiseitzei. It's interesting because it does have a little to do with my parshas Kiseitzei. It begins with Hilchas Bris Mila. I'll tell you which halacha specifically in a minute. But it starts with halachas of Bris Mila. Now, there is no mitzvah Mila in parshas Kiseitzei. The Medrash uses it and in some roundabout way ends up comparing it to the mitzvah of Shiluach HaKan. Which I'm not even going to get into tonight. What's interesting is that Ari Zarur, who's getting married on Sunday, so his future sister-in-law is making a bris on Shabbos, the day before his chasana. And Parshas Kiseitzei, in my shul, there's a bris, and then you open up the medrash, and this first halacha is bris. And then it happened to me twice in 1 week, in case I think like Hashem is not like really in charge. This week I had a very, very interesting meeting. I met with a guy. There was a guy in my shul that showed up about 12 years ago, completely unaffiliated. Completely. When you ask him for his name for an aliyah, he says Peter Ben Milton. Okay? He does not have a Jewish name, and his father doesn't have a Jewish name. You understand? That's how unaffiliated. And we have to be Mevar if he's really Jewish. Okay? He's a much older guy, high 60s perhaps, and he found someone to marry. A woman, he found a woman that lives in Maine, and they got to know each other, and he got engaged to her. And he called me, and he's a very, like, Levedica guy, interesting guy. You know, he walks around Waterbury with his MAGA cap, you know. And he called me and he told me, you know, could you basically, like, can you marry us tomorrow? You know, like that kind of thing. We slowed him down a little bit. So he came to meet with me with his kala yesterday, asking if I'll do the wedding on Yud Aleph Tishrei, the day after Yom Kippur. Not at all an exhausting day. And we started to talk about his yichus, her yichus, because to be Masada Kedushin, she was previously married, it was the get kosher, she wasn't from before. So, you know, who did the get? Could I get in touch with that Bezdin? Like the necessary legwork that needs to be done in order to be Masada Kedushin. And it occurred to me, did he have a bris? I said, Peter, did you have a bris? He says, I'm circumcised. So I said, okay, but did you have a bris? They do circumcisions in hospitals too. He said, he has no idea. He doesn't have a Jewish name. He doesn't know of any ceremony that was ever done for him for a bris. So I told him, lucky for you, there's a mile in town this Shabbos. Now, I don't think we're going to do the Hatavas Dan Bris this Shabbos, but we're going to do a Hatavas Dan Bris, and then we're going to name him. And then with the ksuba, I don't have to write Peter Ben Milton. Still going to have to do the Ben Milton part. There's nothing I can do about that. But Maisa, I was holding in the halachas of Bris Mila this week because of that. This morning, I have the mail is my chavrusa. I learned with him twice, two or three times a week while I'm driving here in the morning in the car. And we were going over these halachas this morning. But let's talk a little bit for real about what halacha it says in Parshas Kiseitzei, and about what this may be'oimek, in reality, what this may have to do with Parshas Kiseitzei, and maybe more importantly for us, what that relationship of the halacha of Bris Mila to Parshas Kiseitzei has to do with us and our work, this Elul. The halacha that's brought in the Medrash is, halacha, a person that's noilad mahul, is it mutter to give him a bris mila? That's the lashon of the medrash. Someone who's noilad mahol, is it mutter to give him a bris mila? Mahol is with a bris mila. A person that's born with a bris mila, is it mutter to give him a bris mila? The mefarshim will ask, why would it be usher? If you want to be mighty a little bit of dam or something, why would it be usher? What do you mean, is it mutter? So they say one of two answers. Either it's a mistake in the girsa, and it should be, are you mechoyev to give him a bris mila? Or it means on Shabbos. Is it mutter to do the hatafas dam bris? Hatafas dam bris means to get out a drip of blood that we do. If somebody already had a bris mila, we just mighty a little bit of dam to make that bris mila ours. And the Gemara, the Medrash says that we learn from a double lashon in Parshas Lech Lecha that says himol yimol kol zachar. Himol yimol means even someone who had a mila yimol. Himol, even someone who's nimol yimol, you should do a bris mila. So do something to someone who had a bris mila. That's what the Medrash says. Because he and that way you're machnasim lebrisa yishal Avram Avinu, you bring him into the bris. Why is this important? What is the message of this halacha? What is this halacha really telling us? And what does it have to do with Parshas Ki Tse? So Svarim say a very, very unbelievable thing. The Svarim say that every single Jew has two parts to his Kedusha. He has the inherent Kedusha that he has because he is a descendant of Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. He has his inherent Kedusha, his connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the bris that exists with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That Kedusha is so strong that the Gemara says in Nedarim that someone who makes a neder that he won't have Hana from anyone with a bris mila, anyone who's nimoil, if there's a Jew that doesn't have a bris mila, you're still not allowed to have enough from him. Because he's called that he has a bris mila, even if physically he doesn't. Because that the bris represents more than something on his body, it represents an internal connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that connection exists, whether it's expressed physically in him or not, that connection exists, that Kedusha is there. In addition to that, we were given the ability to bring Kedusha upon ourselves with our actions. It's an incredible thing. It's an incredible thing that there are physical actions that we could do, that by doing those actions, we're mamshech Kedusha on ourselves. That's why we say when we make a bracha on a mitzvah, we say, Asher kedishanu v'mitzvaysav, Hashem made us kadosh with his mitzvahs. I wash my hands for the tilos yadayim, I become kadosh. I put on tefillin, I become kadosh. I shake a lulav, I become kadosh. Because we have, so there's two parts to my Kedusha. There's my inherent Kedusha that I'm bound to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and then there's the ability that I have to be mamshech, to actually bring that Kedusha about through my own efforts. I want to point out something. And the reason I'm pointing this out is because this is a massive problem for us sitting here right now. Tav Shem Pei Dalet. We are, probably to a man, we are suffering with a very serious illness. Okay? And I want to describe the illness to you. The illness is as follows. Rav Huttner used to say that for a Jew, there are two sources of joy. There's the joy of his service to Hashem, which could be summed up by the words, Ivdu es Hashem b'simcha. And there's the joy of the fact that he's a Jew. Even if he's doing miserably, but just the fact that he's a Jew, that's already a source of simcha. He called it the simcha of Shalai Osani Goy, that I am not a Goy. The simcha of Simchu Tzadikim Bashem. There's an inherent simcha. Rabbi Sai, we excel in the joy of Ivdu Es Hashem b'simcha. Everybody here, you put in a good week, you feel simcha, right? You daven well, you feel simcha. You learn a geshmaka seder, you feel simcha. You understand shir, you feel simcha. We are failing miserably in the simcha of, I don't have to do well to feel that simcha. Just the fact that I am a yid means that I am bound to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that alone fills me with simcha. We're not doing well with that. And what ends up happening is that when we hit tough times, when we hit those challenging times in our Avodas Hashem that everyone hits, we end up devoid of simcha. Because we don't have the simcha of Ivdu Es Hashem as simcha because it was a hard week. And we also don't have the inner simcha. I don't need Ivdu Es Hashem as simcha to have the foundational simcha of I am a yid. Something we have to work on. And we have to work on it with emunah. We have to have emunah that even me on empty, is already another madrega. There was a Rebbe in Philadelphia about 60 years ago. My father was in Philly. There was a Rebbe in Philadelphia. The article put a book out about him in the recent years. His name was Rav Mendel Kaplan, Zichrono Livracha. Very, very, very special. And he was such a special Rebbe that my father has in the house a little notebook that he used to write down, like, things in Yiddish, things that the Rebbe would say, like lines that the Rebbe would say. And when I was a teenager, I used to ransack my father's notebooks and try to see what was going on in there. And I once found the notebook, that notebook, and I found that he has the following written out, that Rav Mendel said, Ayid ken fallen unfallen unfallen un alt zayna barg hecher viagoy. A yid can fall and fall and fall and still be a mountain higher than a guy. That's the internal simcha. I am a yid. It's not about what I do. It's about what I am. I am a yid. And I can dance and dance and dance because I'm a yid. It's interesting. Rabbi Kalish and I have a machlaikis that goes back many, many years. It's a one-sided machlaikis. He doesn't argue with me. I just argue with him for fun. But we've gone back and forth about this because we were in camp together for many summers. And on Matzah Shabbos in camp, so they would have Malav and Malka. And then they would hire a band or a musician or something and they would have dancing. And I never went to that because I was a kanoi. Why? What are we dancing about? I used to tell Rabbi Kalish, dancing without knowing what you're dancing about is aerobics. I'm not doing aerobics with my campers. What am I dancing about? What am I doing? What's the point? Like, what's the avay? What am I thinking? What am I feeling? Like, what am I doing? And Rabbi Kalish, Kedarka Vakadish, go like, there. Yeah, I hear. But I know what was going on in his mind because we're like brothers. And what was going on in his mind, you could check, you could ask him. What was going on in his mind was, Jews need a reason to dance? We're Jews, that's the agenda. I don't need a reason to dance. No, I don't need an agenda. Shalaya sani goy, that's the agenda. A bunch of B'nai Torah in a room together, why are you not dancing? Of course you should dance. Simcha tzadikim b'Hashem, shalo yasani goy, that inherent simcha, that's the simcha that exists in a yid that goes beyond our bechira. It's there. On top of that, we build our ivduas Hashem b'simcha. Now we build on our accomplishments on top of that. But it's very important that be the foundation. And that's the message in the beginning of Parshas Ki Tse. The message is that even though Bris Mila, a person may have had the Kedusha of Bris Mila to the point that he was born with a Bris Mila. What a Madrega. It's considered a tremendously high Madrega. He was born with the Kedusha. That means that his guf is Kadosh. You deserve to take that for yourself. It's not good enough to us Jews that we were born with the Kedusha. We lay claim to it. We can make a Kenyan on it. It's my Kedusha. We could be Matif Dambris. No, don't just leave it with the Kedusha that you were born with. You can add Kedusha to that. You can add an Ivdu Es Hashem B'Simcha to your Simchu Tzadikim B'Hashem. So, I had a kasha. Of all the mitzvahs in the Torah, why do we learn this message from Bris Mila? I think it's a good kasha. We could have learned from another mitzvah. Someone is born wearing tefillin. I don't know. You know, HaKadosh Baruch Hu can do anything. You know? Why is it that Dafke in the mitzvah of Bris Mila, that's the mitzvah that we have this interesting thing that you could be born having done the mitzvah and the Torah tells you, no, do it anyway? It's a good question, Mayor. I want to tell you a very deep thing. Rav Tzadik HaKayin Milublin writes in several places. I saw the Sefer. He writes in several places that there's a very interesting thing about Bris Mila. Notwithstanding Peter, but in general, the way the Torah was written, how many people, if things go the way they're supposed to go, life is normal, how many people ever make a decision to have a Bris Mila? None. Now, nowadays, you have Geirim, you have Bali Tshuva, there's such a thing. But when things are, Yisrael Shriya Malad Mas, when things are going normally, how many people say, you know what, I'm going to have a Bris Mila? Is that normal? That's not the norm. That's not the Seder HaChayim, right? Isn't that interesting? You have a mitzvah in the Torah that's designed to do before you have Das. Fascinating. Says Reb Tzadik that that's because Mila represents a certain part of your neshama. You guys have all heard of this part of your neshama, but depending on if you went to Litvish places or Hasidish places or whatever, you've heard about it in different ways, but it's all the same idea. And that is that there is a level of our neshama, a depth of our neshama, an aspect of our neshama that is not capable of chet. It's not capable of turning away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. All it wants is toiv all the time. There are higher levels of our neshama, more Olam Hazeh levels, higher or lower, depending on how you want to look at it. But there are more surface levels of our neshama that get caught in the fight between the good and the bad. I'm pulled by my Yetzirah, pulls me this way. My Yetzirah Toiv pulls me this way. But that's only on the surface. If you take a deep dive into your neshama, you'll discover that all of us are G'dayli Adar. And the depth of our neshamas are so holy, they have no shaykhis to chait whatsoever. And that part of your neshama is represented by the Bris Mila. That's why you do the mitzvah before you have das. Because it represents a part of your Avodas Hashem that there's no decisions. It's there. Am I being clear, Mayor? Clear? Now, that's amazing. And by the way, it's very nageya to tshuva. Because what do you think you're going to do when you do tshuva? What are you going to tell HaKadosh Baruch Hu what? What are we telling HaKadosh Baruch Hu on Yom Kippur? This is interesting, okay? I would suggest that the night of Yom Kippur is not a good night for everyone to get up and say a public lie. Would you agree with me? Yeah, you'd agree? Okay, so could you explain to me why we get up by Kol Nidre, the entire tzibur together, and we declare to Hashem, V'nislach l'chol adas Yisrael, V'lager agor b'seichem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, please be meichel everyone, ki l'chol ha'am b'shgaga, because everyone was b'shegeg. Do you believe it? Because I don't believe it. Do you believe that story? Really? Everyone is b'shegeg? I wish I could even say it about me, but... Everyone is b'shegeg? That's what you do the night of Yom Kippur? You stand in front of Hashem and do like Ein Adam Meis Panav Lufnei Baal Chayvei? Like you stand in front of Hashem and you say, no, it was a mistake. I didn't mean it. Really? You know, that's like the teacher that wakes up and finds like graffiti about him on the side of the building. And the kid's like, oh, no, it was a mistake. It came out of the can. I don't know what happened. It's a mistake. He lachala on bishgaga. No, it was not a mistake. We rebelled against Hashem. It's not a mistake. What are we saying? You know what we're saying? We're saying HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's a part of me, a more surface part of me, yeah, that did averas. But that's not the part of me I'm identifying with right now. Where I am right now, the perspective I'm coming to you on Yom Kippur with is the part of me that never wanted to do an Avera. When I did the Avera, there was a part of my neshama that was kicking and screaming and saying, I don't want this. That's the part of me that davens on Yom Kippur. And it's from that vantage point, I say, Hashem, I never wanted it. I'm not lying. There's a depth of my neshama that never, ever wanted to do chait. It doesn't have bechira. It's just completely good. And that's what we get into on Yom Kippur. And that's the part of our neshama that's represented by the Bris Mila. And now you could be amazed. On the Bris Mila, if someone is born with a Bris Mila, he takes it for himself. With Matif Mimenu Dam Bris, you do an action to make it yours. I thought that represents a part of your Avodas Hashem that you don't have Bechira in. It's not yours. It's God-given. When you do Tshuva on Yom Kippur, you say to Hashem, Hashem, but there's a part of my neshama that didn't want to do a chait. Don't you think Hashem answers, well, that part of you, you didn't have a choice with. I'm here to deal with the part of you that you did have a choice. Like, don't you think Hashem answers that? Hashem, there was a part of me that loves you no matter what. And that's the part that didn't want, yeah, thank you. I took care of that part for you. But what about the rest of you where you did have Bechira? What's the tshuva? What's going on here? You know what the answer is? The answer is that this is the incredible chesed of tshuva, that my decision to identify with that part of me makes it as if I chose that. I make a decision this time of year that I am going to listen to the part of me that doesn't want to do Averis. I'm going to listen. We all hear it. We can hear it. We can hear it. It's whispering. We praise Hashem that He's Oine Lachash. He listens to the whisper. There's a whisper inside of us. It's saying, no, I don't want to do Chet. I don't want to do Averis. I don't want to be Mevatel Torah. I don't want to speak Lashon Hara. I don't want my head in the wrong place. There's a part of us that's crying that. There's a part of us that's wishing that we never turned away from Hashem. And if I make a decision that I'm going to focus on that part of me, I'm going to make it mine. I'm going to identify with that part of me. I'm going to call that me. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, you're going to call that you? I'm also going to call it you. That's what we do when we do tshuva. That's the beauty of this week's medrash. And that's why it's a Parshas Ki Seitzei. Because Parshas Ki Seitzei is the parsha about going to war against your Yetzer Hara. And when we go to war, we have Bechira. We have to go to war. We have to make the right decisions. But the medrash in the beginning of the parsha says, I want to tell you something. There's a part of your neshama where there is no war. You have a very serene part of you that there is no war. It just wants to serve Hashem. And all you have to do is tzarech lahatif mimenu dam bris. You have to make it yours. Make that part of yourself yours. Recognize, that's me. The me that spent too much time with technology. The me that was not where I needed to be. The me that neglected my learning. The me that was not didn't create healthy relationships with my family. That me, that's not me. That's awkward. I don't feel good like that. I don't feel right like that. That's not me. You know what me is? Me is va'ani kirvas elekim li toiv. It feels right to me when I serve Hashem. Me is that there's a joy when I understand the svara when I'm learning, and I understand it like clicks together, and like, wow, it made sense. And I feel an ounce of joy. That's me. Me is when I'm singing a song, and nobody around me realizes, but there's a little bit of a burst in emotion inside me. That's me. That's who I am. Me is that when I'm full of despair and I messed up again and again and again, I turn to Hashem and I say, Hashem, I don't want to live this way. That's me. And when HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees that we're matif mimenu dam bris, that we make that us, that's when HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us a kapara. That's when HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, if you connect with the part of you that doesn't want to do chet, I will connect with the part of you that doesn't want to do chet. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is kaysev, chaysemas. L'chaim tovim u'l'shalim. Yashkayach.